Welcome to Taboo and Turn On. I'm your host, Natalie Bartanian, and this is a podcast where we have real talk about real things, where we shed light on taboo topics and explore what it truly means to live a turned on life. I'm so glad you've joined, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Music by bensound.com. I feel like one of the biggest taboo topics for women is actually body. Our shame and wounding around our bodies. About a year or two ago, one of my closest friends said to me, "I never hear you talking about body stuff." This may not be a revelation for some, however, we're talking about me. I talk about a lot of things, especially things that are taboo, unconventional, risque, and controversial. Hello, you are listening to a podcast called Taboo and Turn On. But she was right. I rarely ever talk about body stuff, not even with my closest friends. And that moment had me examining the way in which I had completely kept all of my thoughts, feelings, beliefs, fears, insecurities around body image solidly in the dark for most of my life. Brené Brown, who is a shame researcher and vulnerability advocate, and one of my sheroes, says that body image is the deepest place of shame for women, and that nearly all women experience shame around their body at one point or another. When I heard her mention this on a podcast interview, I was shaking my head emphatically in agreement, because it definitely is true for me. Of course, I went right to Google and started researching shame and body image and all of that because I just wanted to know more. Like, what is the truth here and what is the correlation around it? So I found this excerpt from an article that Brené Brown wrote. It goes, "After interviewing over 200 diverse women, it became very clear that there are no universal shame triggers. Body image happens to be the one issue that is the closest to universal, with over 90% of the participants experiencing shame about their bodies. Body image also serves as an invisible thread that runs through almost all of the 10 shame categories. In fact, body shame is so powerful and often so deeply rooted in our psyche that it actually transcends the appearance category and impacts why and how we feel shame in many of the other categories, including identity, appearance, sexuality, motherhood, parenting, health, aging, and a woman's ability to speak out with confidence. What we think, hate, loathe, and wonder about the acceptability of our bodies reaches much further and impacts far more than our appearance. The long reach of body shame can impact who and how we love, work, parent, communicate, and build relationships." God, I still get teary when I read this. This stuff is so deep and it's so pervasive. To think about 90% of 200 women talking about the way that they experience shame in their bodies, it just devastates me. And I realized just how deeply true this was for me too, because not long after this whole exploration, I had come across a video about the ugly truth in beauty magazines, and it brought tears to my eyes. Despite my usual staying quiet and silently suffering around body image, I finally decided to speak up. Because here's the thing, shame cannot exist in the light. It can only exist and even thrives in the shadows. And I wanted to do different. I was ready to quit hiding my head in the sand, ignoring this huge pain point for women, hoping it would just go away someday. And the following is what I wrote on my Facebook page in conjunction with the sharing of the video. It absolutely breaks my heart that we get these messages and are bombarded with them day in and day out from when we are little. Truth be told, I started taking diet pills when I was 12. 12. I had already heard twice as a kid growing up that I looked pregnant. Once in junior high and once in high school. Although I was in hindsight a pretty average weight and build in my childhood, I was teased on those two different occasions by mean girls who asked me if I was pregnant or how many months I was, and it absolutely shattered my self-esteem. My relationship with my stomach has never been the same. I had such a distorted image of my body. I wanted to be skinny and pretty. Dieting, excessive exercise, and thoughts of liposuction ruled my 20s. Then there was the issue of not having large breasts and contending with the thoughts of, should I get a boob job? This is some super fucked up shit to wrestle in order to come to terms with what it is to be a woman in her body. These magazines and the beauty industry are complete garbage. I'm sorry if you still feel that you're attached to them, but I just see how destructive they are to the way a woman sees herself, sees her body. I haven't read them in years, and I don't ever plan to go back. I'll come up with my own fashion, thank you very much. And last but not least, I will own my own sense of beauty. After I posted that on Facebook, I was going to take a nap and just, again, shut out the sounds, the voices, the thoughts, the shame, all of it. But I ended up crying. I began to touch my body and say, I'm sorry, which had me cry even deeper. Because there was this guilt. I felt so guilty for the way that I had treated my own body. And I felt such empathy and compassion for the ways in which my body was neglected by my own hands. My poor body that for years I wasn't able to love, but I hated instead. I hated my body. And the more I let myself feel it all, the cries turned into sobs. It brought back up memories of all of those times I felt ugly, fat, horrible, unattractive. Times I would pinch my underarms, pull at my stomach, grab my cheeks. It was painful to see the extent of an unhappiness I felt and the completely inappropriate ways I treated my body. Simply put, I wanted my body to be anything but the body that it was. I just could not accept it for what it was and celebrate it and love it for what it was. I wanted it to change. I always wanted it to change. And yet I felt trapped in this body of mine that was nothing like the body society said I should have in order to be adored, wanted, desired, liked, admired. So I became abusive towards it. For nearly 2 decades, I yo-yoed with my weight and went in and out of treating my body like shit. I said mean things, deprived myself in various ways, overate, especially when the food was free. I worked out obsessively, or I didn't work out at all, took diet pills and fat burners throughout, got fake tans to look leaner, felt self-conscious and judged myself when going out to a bar or a club. This was my life for nearly 2 decades. I think my rock bottom, and this is so vulnerable to admit, but my rock bottom was when I got some speed from a friend and I would snort a line or two every day, hoping, just fucking hoping, it would help me become skinny. And all of this I did in the shadows. All of it I hid from the people I loved. All the while I felt isolated, alone, sad, and in a lot of ways hopeless that it would ever change. The cycle for me would look something like this, and I don't know if you would relate, but I have a feeling a lot of people might. Feel unhappy with my body. Realize that I totally slacked and now carry a bunch of extra weight. Have a really hard time getting rid of it. Feel unsexy, unladylike, and like a loser, aka pathetic. All of that would snowball into, who would ever want me? Get back into a diet and exercise regimen with a vengeance. Slim down. Think I look decent again. Something triggers me, like a breakup or a stressful situation. Emotionally eat and stop working out again. Gain weight. Feel unhappy with my body all over again. A vicious, vicious cycle that would come and go for years. And I'm not gonna lie, I still, to this day, experience really mild versions of these feelings and thoughts from time to time. Even this past summer, I thought, oh, I'll eat good again, and I'll start working out, and I'll lose the tummy that came back from my last breakup, because Lord knows I didn't want to work out at that time and just felt shitty about everything, and I was grieving and just let myself go. And again, this let myself go thing. And so I gained weight and I thought, finally, I'll have a chance to slim down again because I want to look hot again so that I can date again, or I'm, you know, when I get naked again, I can't let someone see me like this. So still to this day, so mild, sometimes I don't even notice that I'm doing it, but it's still here. The voices, the neglect, the manipulation of my body, the not approving or accepting myself for exactly the way that I am. These days, it feels like I'm tapping more and more into the anger, actually. The injustice, the cruelty that's taking place in our society around what a woman's body should and shouldn't be like. I wish we could ban this idea around beauty so that we can end the suffering altogether. Because it does, it just objectifies our bodies and makes us feel like we're unattractive unless we have this perfection. Even recently, I saw some article around Billabong's advertisements, latest advertisements. And for the guy, it was him on a surfboard or him doing something active and not that much focus on his body. But for the woman, she was in a bikini, laying back with her head arched and in some super uncomfortable looking position. In a bikini with her completely toned and fit body. And it was such bullshit. It was such bullshit that a woman's body is just there for display. And why isn't she on a surfboard? Hello, women surf too. And they also use those products for activity But again, this idea that a woman's body needs to look and be a certain way and it's for other people's pleasure and not for our own pleasure, not for our own acceptance and beauty, and women's body of all sizes, because Lord knows I didn't see that either. Women of all shapes and sizes being celebrated and expressed in the world through various mediums. I really believe beauty magazines are worse than heroin, alcohol, and cigarettes combined. They do nothing but traumatize young girls and have them hate their bodies or wish their bodies were different. And for what? It's taken me most of my life, but I've come to love all women's bodies, love all of the different shapes, all of the different sizes, all of the different types. And I really wish that was the message being communicated in these beauty magazines, that all women are beautiful and special and unique, that all bodies are to be loved and adored. And here's the other thing I've come to realize a lot more as of late, that men suffer from body image and they hurt as well. It's not the same as what women experience, I get that. But however, they're brainwashed about this shit too and take on what is expected of them around their physique, their sexual stamina, penis size, height, weight, attractiveness, etc. It's craziness and it's bullshit. We all hold so much judgment, shame, and unrealistic expectations around our own and other people's bodies. It's time to stop the insanity, don't you think? And the more we talk about it, because again, this is that place of taboo. We hold so much shame around body. And I really feel like the only way to release it is to speak it, to speak out about it, to speak out about your own experience, to talk about your own insecurities and fears, and to be loved and supported in that place. And I hope that my sharing of my own story gives you permission to share your own, to release your own shame, to bring light to this taboo topic, because honestly, we can't get to turn on until we release the taboo. We can't come to be vibrant and big and bright and shine and enjoy our bodies and enjoy our connections with others, to enjoy touch, to enjoy sex, if we don't love our bodies. So here's to releasing the shame, to healing the wounds, and to reclaiming our own bodies. Thank you again for listening in. I really hope that in the sharing of my own story, and this honestly has been a place of a lot of shame and a lot of shadow and a lot of taboo for me, that it allows you to be with your own version of this and learn to love your own body. Because if we can learn to love our bodies and celebrate our bodies, we can then be more open to allow others to love our bodies and celebrate our bodies. I really do believe we can get from taboo to turn on here too when it comes to body and body image. Thank you again for tuning in. And I would love, love, love if you are able to leave a review on iTunes. The more love the podcast gets, the higher it gets bumped in the rankings, and hopefully we can make new and noteworthy. Love you so much, and I love your body, and until next time.